Alberta-born Indigenous architect Douglas Cardinal unveiled an upcoming multimedia exhibit, Unceded, Voices of the Land, at the Pendennis Building in Edmonton. A preview of this exhibit took place on September 24th for the media and the members of Edmonton's Indigenous and Arts community in advance of the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. World-renowned architect, designer, activist, and philosopher Douglas Cardinal is thrilled to personally bring this exhibit to Edmonton. Unceded, Voices of the Land is a breathtaking multimedia installation that brings together the past, present, and future of the Indigenous experience, as seen through the eyes and minds of 18 distinguished Indigenous architects and designers from across Turtle Island, and is slated to open on March 2022. The installation features the work of 18 architects and designers as they tell their stories of indigenuity, resilience, sovereignty, and colonization. Louis Cardinal is the co-lead for Unceded, Voices of Our Land, and tells us what to expect.
Unceded Voices of the Land exhibit itself is a powerful immersive experience. It'll follow a curvilinear process, and in that you will see video and audio of 18 Indigenous architects and how they apply their Indigenous worldviews and cultures into the architecture that they make. And in so many ways, that architecture is really art in its finest definition. And they tell their stories and how the journeys they've made and how their creative process is so important to them. But it also shares a lot of that deeper knowledge about our common humanity, which I think is really important. Now, the exhibit then allows that immersive process to help foster transformation. So that transformation within the individual means connecting with their own roots in terms of who they are, but also transforming their ideas of Indigenous people through the experience itself.
Louis Cardinal says they intend to have the exhibit open to the public anywhere from 6 months to a year. He says that there will be a plan for an Indigenous art gallery, and Chef Chartrand will have an Indigenous restaurant and bistro set up year-round in the building, and says this will become the hub for Indigenous art and expression. He says,
I like the fact that we are in a renovated old building, because it reminds me of the teachings that my elders gave me about how the past and the future live today. Right, so it challenges us to look at how we walk on Mother Earth today in a different way than what Western traditional society teaches us.
This is the first project to be hosted inside the historic Pendennis Building, built in the early 1900s on Jasper Avenue. The stunning brick building, now Métis-owned, has been restored as close to its original architecture of its past. The Pendennis Building bridges the worlds of old and new architecture, so it is only fitting that its first public event be a celebration of Indigenous architecture presented through a breathtaking multimedia installation. Quote, we are thrilled to host the Unceded Voices of the Land exhibit as it debuts here in Douglas Cardinal's home province. We do believe it will be hugely educational. I hope that everyone who experiences it will learn more about the history of the Indigenous people. We are on Treaty 6 land, so I hope it leads to relationship building while being both educational and entertaining. Unquote, says Lorraine Bodnarik, co-owner of the Pendennis Hotel Development, in a media release. Guy Blood was invited by Douglas Cardinal and is excited to check out the exhibit when it opens in March.
This exhibit will be part of letting the society that we all live in get to know more and more about the Indigenous culture and what it can contribute to the society we live in. And I really believe that the more we know about the Indigenous cultures and habits and beliefs and practices, that we will develop our society way better. There's so much we can learn from Indigenous peoples.
Led by world-renowned Canadian architect Douglas Cardinal and co-curated by Gerald McMaster and David Fortin, Unceded speaks to the contribution of Indigenous architects in shaping our world with their vision, creativity, and technical skills, but above all through their connection to the land and traditional ways of knowing. 87-year-old Douglas Cardinal encourages young Indigenous people to go into architecture.
I feel that architecture is a field that we need more of our indigenous young people in, and particularly they combine the teachings of their elders with the teachings in the profession, and they are going to be the architects of the future, because the architects of the past were not concerned about Mother Earth or their environment. In many ways, they weren't concerned enough about people, and that's why we're in the disastrous mess we're in right now.
The exhibit debuted in Venice in 2018 at the Venice Architecture Biennale and was most recently concluded at the Canadian Museum of History in February of 2021. Further information on this exhibit can be found at the PendennisBuilding.com website. For Windspeaker Media, I'm Balika Kamagateo.